Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and in today's episode, we visit one of the cornerstones of our community as they prepare to celebrate a milestone in the growth of their organization. It's a Great River Regional Library System, and this coming Thursday, September 20th, running from 3:30 to 8 p.m., they're going to be celebrating the St. Cloud Public Library building as it turns 10 years old. The St. Cloud branch of the Great River Regional Library is the hub of the organization. It's by far the biggest building, as well as an integral part of the downtown St. Cloud skyline. For those of you who don't know, the St. Cloud branch of the Great River Regional Library is located right on Division Street, across from Tech High School and Lake George. It's huge, and there's a lot that goes on inside, as we're going to find out today as we talk with Abby Faulkner from the Great River Regional Library, as we discuss all that they do, what it's like to be a cornerstone of our community, and what it means to have this great building, which is turning 10 years old. So Abby, thanks for coming in and joining us here on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota.
Thank you for having me.
So the Great River Regional Library has a pretty big anniversary coming up here shortly.
We do. Our St. Cloud Library, which is our flagship building, you can't miss it, the one on Division Street, that one is turning 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
This month, actually, is marking its 10th birthday. So we decided we wanted to throw a shindig to celebrate this milestone.
Nice. So this is coming up on Thursday, September 20th, right?
Correct.
What do y'all got going on?
We have a little bit of everything going on. So we have activities for people of all ages. We hired some folks to put together an honest-to-goodness professional-grade escape room. We are going to have a scavenger hunt throughout the library. People who come to the party will get a card, kind of like a bingo card, and they can kind of mark off the different activities that they're doing throughout the party. We're going to have sidewalk chalk outside for the kids. We're going to have tons and tons of live music. Plenty of folks that people around here would know by name and by their music. We're going to have food trucks pulling up. The city of St. Cloud is going to be bringing all sorts of vehicles for kids to check out. So we'll have fire trucks and police cars and the SWAT vehicle and a dump truck. And kind of, this is a little bit more unusual. We actually are partnering with the Minnesota Department of Education to bring something called the NCAA Fan Jam bus. And so this is basically like a giant bus that includes basketball hoops. There'll be playing music. That's the NCAA's sort of literacy-focused outreach bus.
Okay.
So they are even showing up to party with us. So I'm easily leaving something out because we have so much going on that it's hard to keep it all straight. But it goes on from 3:30 to 8:30 on Thursday, September 20th.
Nice. So the escape room.
Uh huh.
Do you need a library card to get out of the escape room? Is that the final clue?
Library cards are not required to get out of the escape room, but are certainly encouraged.
All right. Just the idea of having an escape room inside the library is kind of cool.
Yeah. Because the theme of the party is X marks the spot. So, for a number of reasons, X, you know, Roman numerals, it's our 10th anniversary. We also, believe it or not, sometimes when I talk to people, I'm doing public relations for the entire library system. When I talk to people around town, I'm amazed that there are people who still don't know where the library is. You can't really miss it. It's this giant building.
It's big.
It's really big. It's really big. It's right by Lake George. It faces Division. It's on Germain. I mean, it couldn't be more central. So we were talking about that in some of our planning meetings. And it's like, you know, maybe the theme and the design for the marketing materials could look like a map with a big X on it. So not only is it our 10th anniversary, but X marks the spot on a map showing where the library is. So maybe this clears up some confusion for the few people who still can't quite put together where the library is.
I like it. So, yeah, 10 years ago, the new library opened. So, let's travel back 10 plus years here. Why did the library move?
That was mainly a move of, there was some donated land, for one thing. And the library just needed to be bigger. It needed to be updated. It was, prior to that, it was downtown. It was a very old building. It didn't have enough space for the need because libraries are becoming even larger hubs for community activities and events. More and more people coming through the doors every year. It's a place that occupies a niche that no other institution does. So it became evident that it needed to be larger and it needed to be in a new spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things grow.
Things grow. I mean, and the giant parking lot helps too, because when the library was downtown, it made it a little complicated.
Yeah, for those who don't remember, this is down by the convention center. That whole space isn't there anymore because there's other things there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of the nature of, you know, how cities grow is, you know, all of a sudden there's a demand for something and you got to deal with it. And otherwise that thing just, well, you either grow or you die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The library is vital. And the St. Cloud Public Library is, for those of you who haven't spent much time there, it is always busy. There's always something going on, whether it's something that we're hosting or a meeting room is booked with a community organization holding their own event or a speaker or a community whatever, you know, the library is always jammed. So the vitality of the library is definitely supported by this giant building that we have.
Well, absolutely. It is kind of the social center of town in a way.
It is.
You know, if you think about it, you've got little events, you know, events like Summertime by George, you get like 10,000 people in one spot, but that's only one night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these other things that go around, you know, if you think about it, there really isn't that one central thing where people can go except for the library.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I could get flogged for saying this as the library public relations person, but you don't need a library card to use the library building. We encourage you to have a library card because the library card is your key to all kinds of books and databases and all of the resources that we offer. But you don't have to have a library card to be inside the library. Mm-hmm. It's a space that's for everybody.
Absolutely. Another part of, you know, what you all have going on to get people into the library, you've got a neat little program about fines.
We do. This is the very first time we've ever done something like this. We're calling it Fines Forgiveness Week, and it's pretty nuts. For an entire week, the 15th through the 22nd, if you come in and you have fines that are preventing you from using your library card, or you have materials, like if you had a book that you've had since 2003 and you've been paranoid to go back to the library because of your fines, bring it in and we will waive all of your fines and all of those fees associated with your quote-unquote lost materials. It doesn't matter how old your fines are. The whole point of the program is to make the anxious people who have been staying away from the library feel comfortable to come back and wipe the slate clean.
Do you find that the librarians make people anxious?
No, I don't think they do. I mean, everybody's different. So I can't say definitively that there are librarians who don't make people anxious. But I think that there's the pervasive, you know, stereotype of libraries being places where you need to be quiet and you need to behave yourself and you need to, you know, not too accurate. The librarians I know are pretty wacky and pretty fancy free.
They're kind of fun-loving.
They're really fun-loving. And the Fines Forgiveness program is really just our way of reminding people that the library doesn't want to exclude anybody from being able to use what we have.
Because once again, it comes around to that, hey, this is a community space.
It is a community space, and people always deserve a second chance. I mean, I had some issues with the Hennepin County Library System and a book that I kept for way too long, and then I was really nervous to bring it back because I knew that it was going to cost me a lot of money. I think that this is something that happens to a lot of people, and we don't want that to keep people from coming to the library.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. It's one of those things. You go get stuff, and then maybe you forget that you have it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're all capable of that. Some of us more than others.
Yeah, a little bit. So, let's go back to the celebration here for a minute. So the bands that are playing, can you tell us about them?
Sure. We have a lot of singer-songwriter types. For those of who know John Larson, he's going to be performing. Gretchen Vork, who is not only a very notorious local musician, but also a library employee, will be performing. We're going to have members of various bands, and I don't know exactly what to call them because they are not their normal bands, but they are small groups of musicians who play together. So I'll leave that one a little bit of a secret.
They'll figure out
They're going to figure out their names. I've got about 6 more people who are on the docket. So not exactly sure who's playing when yet. We're still working out the schedule. They're going to be half-hour sets, and if it's nice out, we're going to be performing outside. If it's not nice out, we will be performing inside the lobby.
Mm-hmm. Nice. You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. Today, I'm talking with Abby Faulkner from the Great River Regional Library. They got a party coming up this Thursday, September 20th, beginning at 3:30 p.m., as a celebration of the St. Cloud Branch Building turning 10 years old. So the building is 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that have gone on in the building over that time? You know, some of the programs, some of the larger things, some of these, there's all sorts of stuff that's happened. There's some of the notable things like, y'all just had your first Comic-Con.
We did. This was our very, very first Comic-Con. We had hundreds of people show up on a Saturday. We had all kinds of activities. We had vendors. We had an artist panel. In my time, I've been at the library for about a year and a half. In my time, that's easily been our biggest event. We have, in the last 10 years, for those who have spent some time in the library, have noticed a little bookstore that's off to the side of the checkout desk. It's technically not ours. It belongs to the Friends of the St. Cloud Library. They are a nonprofit that fundraises specifically for the library. Their book sales and their outreach activities have been a very big feature of our library. People love to come to the library and browse the bookstore. And they are so generous because they use all of their funds to support library program. You know, the great part about the St. Cloud Public Library from a community standpoint is that we have 3 big meeting rooms. We have hosted all kinds of amazing things. And from, community meetings about really, really sensitive issues like inclusion and diversity. And we've had political campaign meetings going on in the library. I remember when I was a journalist, we were watching Elise Post in the Olympics riding her bike, in the Mississippi room. The whole community gathered at the library to use the big screen to watch that. So not only do we as a library system host lots and lots of programs that bring people together, but the space itself is utilized to bring people together for just about every purpose you can imagine.
Oh, and it doesn't have to be like a huge to-do either.
No.
I remember being part of the organization for the Fred Uran African Arts Day, and that was like 6 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we, just rented out one of the little rooms and were able to hang out there and have a meeting.
Yeah.
And, go through this thing and just like, hey, this is what I can add to it. This is what they can add to it. And all of a sudden we've got this event that's organized and
right. It's
now had its second year. And, that's a successful thing. So, having, if you think about, where could we meet? Actually, the library works just fine.
Yeah. Yeah. There is really no other space quite like it. And it serves a vital purpose by, when I'm in my position at the library, I get phone calls all the time from people asking me questions about things going on. And sometimes they're library sponsored and I can tell them all about it. And sometimes they're not. And I'm like, wow, I had no idea that was even happening here. That's the kind of endless excitement of working in a building that is community space.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I asked you about something that was going on.
You did. You asked me about the crazy horse talk, and I was like, oh, yes. Well, now that you mention it, that is happening. But people, I mean, because our building is technically owned by the city. So, you know, it is a partnership between the library and the city to staff, you know, the meeting rooms, everything like that. Mm-hmm. So there can be a lot of things going on where I'm like, oh, well, hi.
I know. There's so much happening.
Yeah.
It's the mark of a very lively library then.
Yes.
You know, all these things that are going on. But it's not just St. Cloud. I mean,
no.
Touch on the whole Great River system here. So talk about the system just a little bit for people who don't know, because there's libraries everywhere.
There are.
And they're all connected.
The St. Cloud Public Library is part of a 32 library branch system in six counties. So we are not only here in St. Cloud and Stearns, but we are also in Benton, Sherburne, Wright, Todd, Morrison, and those are our counties. Yes, I'm always rattling them off. So we have 32 branches, and then we have a library locker system in the Sartell Community Center. So one of the trademark qualities of our system is that it's what we call a floating collection. So all of the materials go from branch to branch. And if we don't have what you're looking for at, say, the Long Prairie Public Library, we can locate it within the system and get it to you within a couple of days. We have a very highly coordinated delivery system. So that makes our library system very unique, not only geographically because we take up so much space, but because we have this floating collection. And if we don't have it within our collection, we can get it for you, whether it's from another library system in Minnesota, or I believe the other month we had a book come from Switzerland. So we can actually locate stuff for you all over the world.
Wow. And that's somebody's job.
That is somebody's
job. Find stuff.
Yes. Wow. We have collection development librarians and their staff who are some of the smartest people you would ever meet. Not only do they buy new materials, but they are the go-tos for anything related to trying to locate something.
Well, actually, that kind of brings up an interesting question, because you think, oh, it's the library and it's run by librarians. And you just put this stamp on anybody who works there as librarian.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody does different things.
Right.
So what kind of different jobs are there at the library?
We have so many different departments. So we'll start with patron services. These are the people who you talk to and see when you go into the library. If you use the reference desk or if you're in the children's room, they're librarians or library associates. They're the ones who are sitting behind the computers, helping answer questions, helping you troubleshoot information issues with your computer or your Wi-Fi. They're the ones at sitting at those desks. We also have the circulation department, which is a huge department because we have so many books coming and going.
They're circulating.
Yes, they are circulating. It's very, very appropriately named. They're the people who are at the checkout desk, helping you check out your books. They're behind the scenes, making sure that books are, you know, making it through our conveyor belt system we call Wally to get back onto carts so that they can get reshelved. They're putting the books back on the shelves, making sure they're in the right place. We have a department called Technical Services that deal with all of the, you know, things having to do with labeling and making sure that things are, you know, from that standpoint are properly organized. We have distribution. We have drivers in the distribution area who are driving vans every single day, bringing materials from branch to branch and dropping things off back at headquarters. And then we have people like me who are considered regional staff, and we do work for every single one of the branches. So even though people like me work in the St. Cloud Public Library, we are at the service of all of the libraries within the system.
Yeah, thus that's kind of the headquarters there.
We have 250 employees.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a lot of employees.
Nice. Yeah, all doing things to...
All doing different things to keep this thing going.
Uh-huh. Well, it's quite the organization, I tell you what.
It's fantastic.
It comes back to, why did you need a new building? Well, you've got all this stuff going on.
Yeah, and technology is always changing. We have a pretty advanced, like what I mentioned earlier, Wally, this conveyor belt book drop. You know, the books are dropped off in the machine outside, and they make their way underground into the library building. And for anybody who's ever interested in coming to the library for a behind-the-scenes tour, always available so that you can see what's going on back there, because we need all the space we can get. Let's just put it that way. I mean, it is a wonderland of books and DVDs and CDs and all of this, all of the media that we offer. It's the building, the large space was certainly necessary. So definitely worth celebrating.
Right on, right on. You're in tune to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota here on 88.1 FM KVSC. And today we've got Abby Faulkner from the Great River Regional Library hanging out and talking about the 10-year celebration of the St. Cloud Branch building. As we get back into it, we talk about one of the more difficult episodes in the library history, a fire that was deliberately set back in 2016. This definitely came as a shock to the community, but how the library and the library staff dealt with it and how they're prepared to deal with similar events in the future speaks to a perhaps unseen quality of how the library's mission of being a public place for everyone in the community can be fulfilled in a way where everyone feels safe. So a few years back, and, you know, I got to ask about it because everybody knows about it. The library had to close for a little while. Because there was a gentleman who had some issues and ended up starting a fire.
He did.
And so the recovery process from that was a little intense.
It was very, very involved. It took months before the library could reopen. And it wasn't because the building itself was damaged due to fire. It was just the amazing amount of smoke damage. So in order to get the place up to speed, the whole building needed to be cleaned out. The books needed to be cleaned. It took months and months, and it kind of threw the system into a little bit of chaos. But again, one of the beautiful parts about being part of a system, there were other places for the St. Cloud employees to go to do their work, places for books to be. And so it, as a team, as a regional team, everybody got through it, but it certainly was a very trying time for the public library.
Well, yeah. And that's one of those things that you got to battle with all the time, is that perception of, well, it's kind of tricky to talk about because you don't want to come across as negative, but at the same time, it's a public place.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between being negative and being realistic, you know, because and we all know if you get poor customer service, you're more likely to tell somebody about it than if you get good customer service. And the same goes for all kinds of stories. So people are more likely to repeat the negative things that they hear about any place than they are the positive. So, you know,
strange things can happen anywhere.
They can happen anywhere. You know, a man who's dealing with mental illness lighting a book on fire, this was not a library issue. This was a person doing something issue.
Wow.
And, you know, the place rallied, and, you know, the fire predates my time at the library, so I didn't experience this chaos. But everybody that I work with said that, you know, they just rolled through it.
Kind of one of those things, just spring into action and do stuff.
Yep.
You know, what is your job? Just keep doing it in some form or fashion. And there you go.
You know, I always want to mention this to people when they talk about, you know, the public library and, you know, the fact that we are space that is available to all. We also take security very seriously. We are super well staffed with trained professionals who are always keeping an eye out for things that maybe don't look right. We have a very strong see something, say something policy. We have patrons who come to our library all the time who will come and talk to staff if something makes them uncomfortable. And honestly, you know, for how many people come through our doors, you would be hard-pressed to find another place in this community that is more watchful than the public library.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely the feeling I've gotten every time I've been in there.
You know, yeah.
It's like people are kind of paying attention, but they're also kind of doing their own thing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's see something, say something. And a lot of people, you kind of have that, I don't know, everybody has that ability to understand that, wait, this thing is making me uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
whatever it might be, and then go tell somebody.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of our regular patrons, we have people that come to the library every day. They have very strong relationships with our staff. They're like buddies. So they have no problem going up and talking to one of our librarians about something. I mean, that's what we're here for. It's a community.
Yeah, exactly. It's all part of the community is exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, totally. So now that you're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of this building and the library system is just, you know, it's churning along doing its thing and, you know, people are informed and they're getting their library fix. What are some of the plans for the future, not of the building, but of the library itself?
Well, this is really, really fun. Not only do we have our 10th anniversary for this building, but next year is the 50th anniversary for the system itself.
What is it with all these anniversaries?
They're all rolling together.
I know.
But, you know, and they're just dates, right? Yeah, it's just a date. But it's amazing to consider 50 years ago, the Great River Regional Library as a system formed. We're going to do a lot of different things related to that. Moving forward, and I don't want to give too much away, I mean, we're working really hard to become a place that serves the needs of adults who are trying to learn English. We want to help dislocated workers. We want to be a resource for people who are job hunting, who need help with their resumes. And not to say that we don't do that already, but we're making a stronger effort to become a place with programs that specifically cater to those growing community needs. So we have a lot of big things planned like that in the future. And yes, we will do another Comic-Con, for those who are wondering. That is happening again.
Awesome. 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 Well, hey, thanks for stopping down and chatting with me today, Abby.
Thank you.
And we've been talking with Abby Faulkner from the Great River Regional Library here on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. The St. Cloud Public Library Building 10-Year Celebration comes up this Thursday, September 20th from 3:30 until 8 p.m. with a plethora of prizes, games, live music, food trucks, story times, sidewalk art, and much more. For a list of more information on this and the absolute treasure trove of programs, services, and events hosted by the Great River Regional Library across the counties of Benton, Morrison, Sherburne, Stearns, Todd, and Wright, you can find them online at griver.org. Or you can link to it off of our website at kvsc.org under the Area Events tab, where many of their programs are listed. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, reminding you, go get a library card, check out a book, or whatever it is that you might find fascinating at the Great River Regional Library. The Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. It has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.